The atom, once thought to be the smallest particle in nature, has since been found to be composed of still smaller particles such as protons, neutrons, and electrons. On this edition of the Graduate School Presents, Gerald Smith, professor of physics at Michigan State University, discusses research into subatomic physics dealing with recently discovered particles that are smaller still.
Of considerable interest to our group is the possible existence of what are called multi-quark states. First, let me remark on what quarks are. We know in nature that matter is made up of atoms, which are nuclei with electrons bound to them. The nuclei are made up of protons and neutrons. We also know that the protons and neutrons, when bombarded with other neutrons or protons, can be made to disintegrate into other short-lived particles, and these particles are generally referred to as elementary particles, and they differ from the proton and neutron in that they have very short lifetimes, ranging from perhaps a millionth of a second to as short as 10 to the minus 23 seconds, which is indeed a very small number. During the period from the 1950s to early 1970, a great deal of effort was put into understanding how many particles of this type could be produced and what were their properties. A great deal of success followed from this effort, but it wasn't until 1974 when two experiments done concurrently at Brookhaven National Laboratory and at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center demonstrated that these particles indeed were without a doubt made up of quarks. Since then, a great deal of effort has been going into the understanding of how quarks behave inside of protons and neutrons. The general picture is that a proton or a neutron is made up of three quarks.
What have you learned about the interactions of quarks inside the protons and neutrons?
Recently, in one of our experiments, which was done at the CERN laboratory in Geneva, Switzerland, as well as Argonne National Laboratory, we observed the existence of a new particle state, which differs from the others which I had described previously, in that it has a lifetime which is approximately a factor of 100 longer than those which we were accustomed to detecting in the 1950s and 1960s. One plausible explanation for the existence of this particle is that, in fact, it is made up of five quarks, not three, and that these quarks are yet in a more concise configuration of three quarks and two quarks bound together, if you like, on the end of a string, as if one were looking at a chemical molecule. These two bindings or clusters would be separated in distance and perhaps revolving about each other. The fact that the three quarks and the two quarks are separated would argue that the system may be more stable and therefore live longer than normal, as we have seen in our experiment. We have, of course, published our results, and we are proposing now another experiment to be done at CERN, hopefully in next year, 1981, where we'll be able to collect more of these particles to study them in detail, and in addition, to look for other members of families of such five-quark or multi-quark states. This same group of researchers that has made this discovery are also working on an experiment at Brookhaven National Laboratory where we're looking for four-quark states. So the emphasis here has been to look for particles made up of more than the usual three quarks for the heavy particles or two for the light particles.
Gerald Smith, professor of physics, on this edition of the Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.